I don't know about you, but I get so frustrated when I hear business mentors, marketing strategists, and people giving business advice online who seem to assume that everyone has 12 hours a day, 7 days a week that they can pour into their business. Or at least I assume that that's what they're saying, because when they talk about all the things that you have to be doing, otherwise you're leaving money on the table and you'll never be successful in business, there's no way you can jam all of that in if you've got limited time. So welcome to episode number 402 of the Heart Center Business Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about starting a business with limited time, and whether that is because you're starting it as a side hustle or you're starting it with limited time because you have household caring responsibilities or you are unwell or whatever the reason might be, I want to help you create business growth and sustainable profitability as quickly as possible with that limited time. And so I'm going to share some key strategies with you in this podcast episode. And I have a brand new course that you can grab for free for a very limited time. So this is episode number 402, which means you can find all the links and show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/402, including the link to grab that course for free. So make sure you go and grab it. And let's dive into this juicy, practical episode about starting a business with limited time. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. If you haven't yet heard me speak about the hours that I work in my business, you may not realize that at this point in time, I am still working less than 20 hours a week in my business. And that is because I had a surgery that was a result of some very terrible health issues back in 2021. And then my recovery from that surgery was terrible. I ended up for about 8 weeks unable to do more than about a half hour to an hour a day. That was it. And then for another 8 months, I worked less than 8 hours a week in my business. So I absolutely have been running my business on a very limited time. And each year, my goal is actually to increase the hours a week that I'm putting into my business because I want to work my way back up to it. But I'm being very mindful with the way that I do that because I don't just want to fill in the time with busy work that doesn't actually contribute. I want to be mindful and strategic with increasing my hours. Now, all of that being said, I have one thing that startups don't have, and that is an existing business. So it's a very different proposition to say, well, I run my business in 8 hours a week right now, compared to if you were starting out. Like if you're just starting out a business, how on earth do you do that with limited time? And I find it very interesting, actually, that a lot of online marketers and online business owners are spruiking this thing that they have a limited hours business and that they run their business in under 10 hours a week, whatever it might be, but they haven't actually acknowledged that when they started their business, they worked a lot longer hours, or they started their business as a side hustle or as a blog or as a podcast or as something that wasn't generating income for like years before they ever decided to monetize. And so there's a lot of strategies that can work when you've got very limited time, but you need an audience. And if you don't have an audience, if you're just starting out, those strategies aren't as effective for you. And so the trajectory of making income when you're time limited in what you can put into your business is often a lot longer when using those strategies, but that's not acknowledged strongly enough. And so people go into it thinking that they're going to be able to have $5,000 a month or $8,000 a month or $10,000 a month coming in from a business that they put 7 hours a week into, using low ticket offers or blogging as their only audience growth strategy. And that's just not the reality. It's the exception. It's not the rule that your blog will go viral or your product will just sell itself and you don't have to put any time and energy into it. That's not how business growth happens for most people. And it's certainly not the way that fast business growth happens. So what I wanted to do with this podcast episode is talk about the actual startup process and what do you need to be mindful of and what are the strategies that you can use to fast track your business growth when you've got limited time without making assumptions that you're happy to wait 10 years before you start monetizing or that you're happy to sink $10,000 a month into ad spend to grow an audience because you're giving your business limited time. So let's dive in and get started with some key principles. Principle number one is you must always remember that the most time-intensive part of business growth, especially in marketing, is reach. Building an audience, getting in front of new people. It's the most time intensive and it's the most expensive. A lot of people, when they start a business, even when they have limited time, they spend a lot of their time trying to reach strangers on the internet. They spend a lot of their time spreading themselves across multiple platforms or multiple strategies or following multiple marketing specialists' advice on how to get in front of more people. But for most businesses, you don't need to get in front of that many people in order to have scalable, sustainable income. And focusing on your reach strategies and getting in front of people and getting in front of strangers as the primary goal of your marketing is actually setting you up to have to put a lot of time into your business that nets very little reward. Think about it. Does every business that you've ever come across on social media get money out of you? Or who are you most likely to buy from right now? It's not random businesses that happen to pop into your feed. It's people that you already know. It's businesses that you are familiar with. It's people that you are connected with or that you connect closely with very quickly. That doesn't happen with most of the cold audience reach growth strategies that are being taught by influencers on how to get 10,000 followers. I know people who have over 100,000 followers on social media who struggle to make $1,000 in sales each month. Reach does not equal income, and audience does not equal income either. So the number one principle that I want you to remember is that reach is the most expensive and time-intensive part of your marketing process. So that should not be taking up the majority of your time. And that is not where focusing your energy and attention will get you the most return on investment. So if we were to break your marketing process down into the client attraction process, we've got reach, nurture, invite, and convert. Is where you're going to get the sale. Most people focus on creating offers that they think people will just buy at the drop of a hat, convert, and reaching more people, reach. So they're focused on the two outer edges of the client attraction process. If I reach lots and lots and lots of people and I put offers in front of them that they want, that's a business. But unfortunately, in most instances, the offer is not what people want because you have no conversation with them. There's no qualifying. It's all just your theories about what they might want. The work that you put into growing an audience nets you very little audience growth, and you get very frustrated very quickly that reach is so hard to obtain. So you're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment and a lot of work if you're just focused on reach as many people as I can, put my offers in front of them. Based on that, the second principle is that we don't want to assume that broadcast or one-to-many strategies are better than high connection or one-to-one strategies. And this is often a fuzzy logic kind of perspective that happens when we are time limited in starting a business. If I've got limited time, then my belief would be that everything I do needs to reach as many people as possible or connect with as many people as possible in one go, because that's part of the problem of being time limited is I need to be far more leveraged than other people, right? Like, you kind of understand the logic behind that, but it's actually the opposite. The more people that you are reaching with a single piece of leveraged content, the less connection that you have with each of those individuals. Therefore, the less likely they are to progress to the next step. So if we think about it from a nurture perspective, so giving advice to people on how to rearrange their office to be aligned with productivity, right? I'm just making up topics now. So let's say that that's something you do. You help people rearrange their homes and offices to be aligned with productive energy and getting more done. And it's a combination of decluttering and feng shui and home optimization for people who are neurodivergent. If someone out there is not doing that, like, and that's something you want to do, you're welcome to take that. I just totally made that up on the spot. But what I want to focus on here is, let's consider then that you've got like 100 tips that you could give people to achieve that goal, to optimize your home so that you're more productive, even when you're neurodivergent, da da da, right? You might assume that recording 100 podcast episodes with those 100 tips would be the best use of your time because it's the most leverage, it's got the most potential audience, it's going to develop a lot of relationship and give a lot of value to your audience. So therefore, isn't that the best use of your time? But in fact, it's the worst use of your time in the early startup stages of your business when you are time limited. Why? Because think about how many podcast episodes you've consumed over the years and not bought from the person whose podcast you consumed. Because there's no connection in the delivery, because you have no relationship with them on an individual level, they are least likely to take the next step. The least. So rather than focusing all your strategies on trying to reach as many people as possible at once, what I recommend that you do, and the principle that I use to create a business growth in a limited time, is actually how many one-on-one conversations can you have where you are helping people, you're moving them forward, and you're qualifying them for the sale. That is far more effective because if you think about it, you could have a podcast. I had a client. They had on average 15,000 downloads of every podcast episode. They created a course about the exact thing that their podcast was about, and they launched it through a series of 5 podcast episodes that went out over 5 days, and they were promoting the program and blah, 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 blah. They sold 4 spots in their first launch of that program. 4. So the assumption that reaching lots and lots and lots of people with free content is somehow going to make them more likely to be a paying client is not correct. There's a lot of nuance to it. There are a lot of caveats to that assumption. And so what you would be better off doing, instead of trying to grow a ginormous audience of people who are all listening to the exact same content, you would be better off having high connection conversations with individuals who are potentially your ideal clients, understanding what they need, giving them some help, helping them to move forward, and getting some understanding of what their priorities are. And if you delivered those 100 tips in a one-to-one way, one at a time, based on who wants them and who needs them, and then use that as an opportunity to develop a relationship one-on-one, you wouldn't need a lot of those in order to be having some paying clients. So where you might need to have 200 people listen to your podcast consistently to get a couple of clients in the door, you probably would need to work with or have conversations with less than 10 people one-on-one. Now you tell me what's easier to achieve and what takes less time. Getting 200 people listening to each podcast episode or having a one-on-one conversation with 10 people. And yet, so many people who have limited time in their business try and make everything leveraged, try and make everything one to many. And what you're actually doing is slowing down the insight that you are getting as to what people need. You're slowing down the connection. Therefore, you're slowing down the conversion. You're slowing down your path to profitability. You're slowing down your sales. What also happens is that when people have very time-limited businesses, they then believe that everything that they sell needs to also be one to many. So instead of offering a VIP package where they work with a client once every 2 weeks for 12 weeks. It's 6 sessions over a 3-month window, and being able to charge a really lovely, generous price for that per client, they put together a 6-module self-study course. They charge $50, $100 for it. And if your goal is to make $1,000 a week, is it easier to sell one package of 6 sessions to one person, or is it easier to sell 20 courses every week? To sell 20 courses a week, you would need to be growing your mailing list by at least 1,000 people a week, and that's being pretty generous. So which is easier, growing your list by 1,000 people a week or having 3 conversations each week to try and get one VIP client? And people often say, yeah, but then I've got to deliver the sessions. That's 6 hours of delivery. I tell you, the time that goes into creating a pre-recorded 6-module self-study course, plus all the email sequences to sell it, plus the free resources, plus the sales page, plus all of the workbooks and things that go with it, plus then you add a Facebook group or some kind of Q&A platform, plus then you have your follow-up emails to make sure people are actually doing it. That is like a 70 to 100 hour workload to even be able to make one $50 sale. What is the workload required in order for you to be ready to sell a 6-session package? You need to have a way they can pay you. You need a Zoom account. You need to have a rough structure of what you might cover, but you probably do it far more bespoke because it's done on a one-to-one basis. You could sell a 6-session package this week. You can't sell a 6-module self-study course this week if you've got limited time, because just even being able to get to the point where you can take the money for it is going to be far more than if you were just charging, invoicing someone one-on-one. And that's not even including being ready to actually deliver it. And then we have all of these coaches who are saying, well, just sell it first and then you can create it later, because then you'll create it quickly because you've got the demand. But if you're time limited and now you've got the pressure of all these people waiting for that course, what's going to happen? Are you going to feel like you are at your best and you're delivering well and you're building your confidence, or are you going to be burnt out, stressed out, freaked out, second guessing, probably refund everyone and start over again? So don't make the assumption that one to many is always better than one on one. I fell for that hard. In my 6th, 7th month of business, I went to a webinar that told me that trading money for dollars was capped, that my income was limited. But I hadn't ever increased the price of my one-on-one package at that point in time. And I took that hook, line, and sinker. Whereas if I had just continued to sell one-on-one packages and slowly raised the price, I could have gone from, at that point I was having 20K, 15K months. I could have gone from 20K, 15K months pretty consistently to 30K months without changing my model, without changing my sales structure, and without taking on any more clients per week than I was already taking on. I never had more than 12 clients a week in my business, and I had capacity for more of them, but I got so freaked out and scared by this fear-based marketing telling me that I was going to burn out and I was going to have too many clients and my income was capped and it didn't count because it wasn't passive, that I completely derailed my business, and I wish that I hadn't. And so I'm definitely someone who's all about screaming from the rooftops, just because it's one to many doesn't actually mean it's more profitable or that it's a better use of your time when your time is limited. So that's a really important one. And when we combine those two principles together, that number one, reach is the most expensive and time intensive. So we don't want to just focus on reach and conversion. We want to include nurture and invite, and probably more nurture and invite than reach. Plus, one-to-one doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to take more time. One-to-one may actually be a better option for you. Then the third and final piece is that I recommend, if you are time limited and you're just starting a business, Build your entire client attraction process based on one-to-one strategies first. By building it on one-to-one strategies, you will ensure that you're having lots and lots of two-way conversations with people who are in your ideal client bracket. You will also have the highest chance of conversion. You'll be able to charge the highest ticket prices. You'll have the fastest improvement in your messaging. You'll get the most referrals. You'll have the most growth because you are focused on high connection and you are going to actually build relationships with every single person that you're connecting with instead of just being a passing article that someone read once and they can't remember who the author was. So building your client attraction process on a one-to-one basis is often the fastest way to create that early growth and profitability in your business, especially if you have limited time. And when I say if you have limited time, I'm talking about like 8 hours a week. If you had 8 hours a week to start a business, I would allocate that you are looking for 4 one-on-one clients a week. That's 8 one-on-one clients a fortnight, that's 16 one-on-one clients per month that you will be doing sessions with. And then that's 50% of your time. The other 50% of your time is focused on one-to-one client attraction process. That's it. Keep it nice and simple, nice and straightforward, and get those clients coming in consistently, because the more consistently they're coming in, the more you can increase the prices. The more consistently coming in, the more you've nailed your messaging. So that's something that's going to work at scale. And the more consistently you get that nailed, the more you can systemize it, start to look for opportunities to automate, start to look for opportunities to outsource, and you'll be able to streamline that process far more effectively. And you only had to take on 4 client sessions a week. That's all you have to do. And the price that you can charge per session for working with a client one-to-one far outweighs the price that you're going to get from someone to do a self-study something or a low-ticket something else. And people will always perceive that working with you one-to-one gets them what they want faster and more effectively than doing it self-study or buying the low ticket offer anyway. So you're going to have less resistance to the sale. You're going to have people far more ready to dive in because they trust that working with you one-to-one, they're going to get the support that they need. They're going to get the results that they need. And you're positioning yourself as a high-end provider in the market as well. You don't ever have to compete on price. So it's a really powerful way to get your business started. Now, I know that in a podcast episode like this, I'm not able to really dive into the depths of the strategy, but the good news for you is that I have decided for a limited time only to open up my new course absolutely free of charge. The course is called Side Hustle Success. And whether you are starting your business on the side of a job or whether you are time limited for other reasons, this course will help you with tangible and practical strategies so that you can grow your business even with limited time. Side Hustle Success was intended to be a paid course as part of the model of my business, but for a limited time, if you go to the show notes of today's episode at tashcorbin.com/402, you will be able to enroll in that course absolutely free. So make sure you come over to the show notes for today's episode and grab your enrollment in Side Hustle Success absolutely free. And until next time, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. And I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.